Iran says it is discouraged by P5 plus one remarks over the country's nuclear energy program ahead of talks in Turkey. Tehran says it will wait for official remarks when both sides meet on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Iranian team has met with the representatives of Russia and China ahead of the talks. Reports say anti-government armed groups have clashed with the Syrian security forces in the northwestern Idlib province near the border with Turkey. There were no immediate reports of casualties. This comes despite a ceasefire brokered by the UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan as part of a six-point peace plan. Thousands of Jordanians have hit the streets in the capital Amman to demand serious change in their country. They also showed their frustration with the government's proposed electoral law and called for more democratic reforms. Protesters also urged an end to widespread corruption and justice for corrupt officials. In Italy, at least 18 people have taken their lives so far this year due to economic crisis and harsh austerity measures. Italians say the cuts are driving the more desperate people to suicide. Activists blame the government for introducing new taxes without thinking about the consequences. Pakistani protesters have held an anti-U.S. rally in the city of Multan in Punjab province. They set fire to the U.S. and NATO flags during the demonstration. They are angry over parliamentary guidelines that could pave the way for the reopening of supply lines to U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. In Lebanon, a group of activists have gathered in front of the UN headquarters in Beirut to voice support for the people of Bahrain. They also called for the release of the prominent rights activist Abdul Hadi Khawaja, who has been in jail in Bahrain since April 2011. North Korea's attempt to launch a satellite into space has failed. Pyongyang says the satellite disintegrated in midair and plunged into the sea soon after liftoff. The launch has triggered the usual noises from the West. The UN Security Council announced an emergency session on Friday to discuss the situation. And soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea-Bissau have arrested the country's prime minister and presidential frontrunner. Reports say unidentified soldiers attacked Carlos Gomez Jr.'s residence and whisked them in an apparent coup attempt. The violence comes just ahead of the country's presidential runoff vote.